Lord, I pray for every person who will receive this message. You know, Father, their circumstance, you know their state of mind, you know how they feel. And I pray, oh God, that they would know your peace and your presence, and that you would comfort and console them like only you can. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would see them through every struggle, and regardless to what they go through, be it good or bad, may it somehow move them closer to you. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you are doing and have done on our behalf. You have kept us. You are keeping us. And you deserve all the thanks, the glory, and the praise. I pray, Heavenly Father, for a great day for the person who is hearing this prayer. I pray, God, that you would turn it around, that you would fix it, that you would lift them, that you may get the glory out of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask it. Amen. Well, God bless all of you and each of you who received this message, even perhaps those that I may not know. I do want to thank the Bethel family for expanding our reach by sending these Bible studies and these voice messages to persons that are not necessarily of the fold of our church. I think it says a lot about you and your concern that you would send these messages to other areas and to other people. And the lesson today is, of course, as our pattern, it's an offshoot of Sunday's message. And if you have not heard it yet, you may want to familiarize yourself with it and listen attentively, and it will prepare you to answer these questions correctly. If you, when you will have done that, then you will breeze through these questions. I hope that we are not forsaking the pattern or taking this for granted. You know, when a thing is new and fresh, we tend to be more involved and more enthusiastic about it. But as it gets into a pattern, we kind of take it for granted. We just get the message and listen to the voice message without even embracing the lesson. And I would that, and I pray that you are still fervently delving into the depths of the lesson, and you are looking at them for yourself first, individually, spending time with the lesson and contemplating what God is trying to say to us. And then from there, I hope that you are still in a group, that you are holding up your enthusiasm in the group by participating and by adding to the discussion. And and I know that if we're doing this, then the Bethel Church and whatever church will be better when we spend some time in reflection and introspection. Okay? And if by chance you have gotten this and you are not saved, it is my joy that you hear my voice and that you hear that you can be saved right now. You don't have to be in a church. You can be in your car. You could be in an elevator. You can be sitting at your desk at work. You could be in your living room. You could be standing in the kitchen over the stove. But the Lord will save you right now, right where you are. And all you have to do is come to the end of yourself by acknowledging that you are a sinner, and that Christ Jesus is the only way to God the Father. He is, and he was, our substitutionary sacrifice. He died in our place. And so since he traded places, accept him as your Lord and Savior. and according to Romans 10:9-10, the Bible says you will be saved. Make that choice. Go ahead and do it now. Eternity is too long, and temporality is too short to be toying around with making the right decision. Make it today. Let someone know. Let me know. Let your pastor know, or get you a pastor. God bless you. This is Pastor Morris. Love you.